Hey there. Last week, I promised I'd dive a little deeper into how this podcast is intended to assist you with mastering your inner game. Another way you could look at it is mastering your mindset. But as we move along, you'll understand why the inner game is really where the power to transform or significantly re-engineer your life can happen. So what does this mean? How can you move into mastery regarding your life, business, and a positive mindset? Today, I'm going to tell you what this will look like as this podcast evolves from week to week. But before I do, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy, insightful, and perceptive host of AthenaArenaRadio.com. Welcome to episode 2 of the Athena Arena podcast, which is the content and digital marketing strategy academy for aspiring 6, 7, and 8-figure, what I call Wonder Woman brands, and mastering your inner game. And gorgeous men, this means you too. As promised in episode 1, this podcast is more than just how-to digital marketing strategies. Because all of the digital marketing doing in the world, or doing in general, is of no use if you keep spinning your wheels and getting nowhere in some areas of your life. And when you realize that you've done all that you can to no avail, then it's time to take a closer look. What's going on inside of you that is blocking your intent? What types of suppressed and repressed emotions are bottlenecking your powerful conscious intent to create what you want for your life? And why are they significant? So don't worry, we're not going into deep psychoanalysis here, though you certainly could after you find out more about what I'm going to teach you. I will simply share my experience in mastering my inner game and some proven and powerful techniques for going about it relatively easily. Though I've got to forewarn you that the relative ease will have to come with courage and willingness to accept the truth about your humanity and way of being, as well as forgiving yourself for not knowing any better. Because you're going to learn something that most people have not, this information has not come into their awareness yet. Though many gurus out there, you know, kind of imply such things, I'm going to put it into kind of scientific proof and understanding as it relates to consciousness. So consciousness is what we're going to really learn about in mastering your inner game and what that's all about. So don't roll your eyes back in your head like I did when I first heard about the topic, because I'm going to break it down and make it simple. So before I go any deeper into discussing mastering your inner game, how is it that I'm qualified to help you? I'm not certified or licensed in any type of psychoanalysis or coaching or anything like that, but I have some pretty exceptional life experiences that have moved me in this direction. So I want to share with you a little about my journey into mastering my inner game and unraveling the lower consciousness, suppressed and repressed emotions, and limiting beliefs running in my energy field. I also want to share stories about the energy fields that attracted what I can only describe as God-intoxicated ecstasy into my life, and the complete opposite of this, which were horrifically traumatic encounters of darkness beyond description, not of this world. And I'm not here to scare you, let me tell you. I'm going to help you avoid what I did. So stick with me. This may sound a bit out there or too woo-woo for some of you, but I assure you I will keep it real and enlightening as well. In this podcast, I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version of this story today, which you can get more of in my other podcast called Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness, where I share my examples of encounters with higher and lower levels of consciousness that you can find at yourweeklydoseofhigherconsciousness.com, also known as highvibetriberadio.com. Either one of them will get you there. So here's the scoop. In 2003, I had what only could be described as a quantum spiritual awakening. I essentially aligned with or awakened into very high states of consciousness where I encountered the experience of God-intoxicated ecstasy, which, on the map of consciousness, which you're going to learn all about and more about in my episodes on Mastering Your Inner Game, calibrates above 600 or 10 to the 600th power. These are levels of consciousness experienced by very few people in this world. Jesus, the Buddha, and in modern times, Dr. David R. Hawkins, calibrated at 1,000 or 10 to the 1,000th power on the map. So this is huge, right? If you understand logarithms, the map of consciousness is quantum in nature and vast. So let me put Buddha and Jesus into context further. Only about 15% of the planet calibrates above 200 on the map. So 1,000 on the map is so far beyond our imagination. You can't imagine it. And I can assure you that it's not of this world. It's indescribable because I've been there, not at 1,000, but my highest level was above 700 somewhere, the experiences that I've had. And I assure you, it's not of this world. And this is not to toot my own horn, but I know it was rare and what I can only describe as amazing grace to have encountered these frequencies and be gifted with this presence on more than 24 occasions for extended periods, like 2 to 4 weeks, not just a fleeting moment that you may have heard of or encountered on your own, like a fleeting moment of peace and grace, a fleeting moment of inner joy. They're huge, but when they're extended for extended periods of time, you're in the thick of this for quite a while and you don't know when and if you'll ever come out of it, which for me was a little frightening on occasion. So I like to say that when you align with higher levels of consciousness, and this may all sound really foreign to you because it did to me, but you're going to come into the awareness of this as we move forward. I'm going to start slowly so you can start to align with an understanding of what I'm talking about and where true power exists, where to put your attention in your life, in your business, so that it can you can affect change, positive change. So I like to say when you align with higher levels of consciousness above 500 on the map, you are not in Kansas anymore. And if you listen to my other podcasts, I say that a lot because you are not in Kansas anymore at those levels. And it was a quantum leap for me to go from where I typically am in life to that level was quantum in nature. So on the downside of a quantum spiritual awakening were confrontations with the opposite or extreme darkness. And if you're a spiritual aspirant, you may have heard of this energetic pendulum effect. And we all experience the pendulum effect. You know, we take 2 steps forward, then 3 steps back. It's kind of, this is the pendulum thing going on. There's a roller coaster somewhere in your life where you're swinging from high to lows. And in people with bipolar disorder, that's obvious, but you don't have to be bipolar to experience these pendulums. And I am coming into understanding, you know, what this is all about, which would be a whole other podcast in my other, you know, in your weekly dose of higher consciousness. This is a topic I will likely cover because, you know, it's a good one to understand. So to put darkness into context, which is not to frighten you, for sure. I don't want you to be afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it anymore. It's as if it's light years in my past. But Hitler, as an example, calibrated at 40 on the map of consciousness, which you can find this calibration in Dr. Hawkins' book, Truth Versus Falsehood. And anything below 200 is negatively oriented, downward pulling, and destructive. So clearly, below 200 at 40 is a super low level of consciousness. And it's no wonder, you know, Hitler was, you know, for sure his consciousness was of evil, clearly. So the energies I encountered, I had them calibrated for me because I wanted to put into context my own experience so I can understand, okay, where was I on the map in this experience, as an example. So I've encountered energies, and I was pretty intuitive about it, but I had someone else calibrate it for me. And they were calibrated at negative 285 on the map, which is quantum in nature on the dark side. Like Hitler's at 40, that's 10 to the 40th power. And this was 10 to the negative 285th power. So you don't have to understand that, but it's quantum in nature to have encountered such darkness. And then on the high side of my experience, I calibrated at about above 700, I forget the exact number, which is the land of the mystic, like Mother Teresa and Gandhi, as an example. So this is a huge, huge quantum swing in consciousness to go from negative 285 to 700. And it's not necessarily me, my consciousness, that's shifting, but I'm encountering these levels in my experience, which is a little hard to describe. But in any event, so to sum it up, I was drawn to the science of consciousness, and it's almost 20 years ago now that this awakening happened. And I was drawn to the science of consciousness and the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins, who wrote his most famous book is Power Versus Force. I prefer to recommend his book, The Map of Consciousness Explained. Is just an easier read for people that aren't in this kind of scholarly level of understanding of the science of consciousness. That's Power Versus Force. But in any event, he was an esteemed psychiatrist and clinician and pioneering researcher in the science of consciousness, as well as a world-renowned spiritual leader and teacher of the pathway to enlightenment. He is essentially a modern-day Buddha and Christ, whether you want to believe it, accept it, or not. I understand his level of consciousness to up to the 700s. I felt like I could have encountered an 850 level of consciousness. And any point on the map, once you get into the 200s, they're all one point is huge, you know. One point, 10 to the thousandth power is huge, and 10 to the 850th power is huge, and the power between them is quantum. It's huge. So, whoa is all I got to say. And this is a mouthful, I know. The bottom line is that I desperately needed to know and understand how I attracted what I did. And all of us have this same, you know, eagerness to understand how we got entangled in some negative mess, or how we got so lucky too. There's the upside of consciousness and the downside. We all have both of it running, and it's always, many of us will ponder, like, how did I create this on the upside and the downside? So I needed to understand how I attracted what I did. And this led me from huge swings in consciousness, you know, like negative 285 encounters to 700 encounters. That's huge. And it's horrific experience to swing that much. It's really super disturbing and traumatic. This whole journey led me to mastering my inner game and returning to balance. I'm not experiencing these huge, and I experienced these huge swings for close to 15 years. That's a long time for this to be going on. But finally, I've come into balance. And I'm not saying it's going to take you 15 years to master your inner game. You can master your inner game at some level that's completely fulfilling without doing what I did, right? And consciousness research has said that even a half a point to raise your level of consciousness on some topic, even a half a point, can be life-changing. So that's the encouragement I want to share with you here, that it doesn't take much to make a shift, except for you got to wake up and pay attention and stop sleeping. You know, you go to sleep in the lower levels and you just go droning about your day. But when you start to wake up and you start to have the energy and the observation and the intention to shift your life or shift an area of your life, big things can happen. So I've always been a keen observer of my behavior, which I've come to understand as witness consciousness at some level. And I'm also a keen observer of the behaviors of others without judgment. Not to say I haven't judged and criticized others in my life, but I can be an observer without judgment of others, which is, it's a high level thing to do, which I wasn't aware of. I've always kind of been this way as a kid and throughout my life. So again, this is not to toot my horn. It's just an observation and awareness of how I've been. And I've studied advanced spiritual texts and the science of consciousness for over 10 years. I'm also a teacher of consciousness, which I've already mentioned. You can get more information on this in my other podcast, Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness, and you can dive deeper there. So, how does this help you in the Athena arena, where you're primarily here to get more information about digital marketing, content marketing strategies, all that good stuff, and building your business? And the point is that all of that can be a lot easier when you master your inner game. And in this podcast, I will slowly but surely introduce you to the map of consciousness and how to align with higher energy attractor fields and use it to your advantage in many situations. So that's the quickie story of how I can assist you in transcending low stuff that doesn't serve you. Okay, so what does the inner game mean? What is it? And this is just my own understanding and definition of it. The inner game is what's going on within you on many levels. What drives you to do what you do, feel how you feel, and behave the way you behave? It's also a culmination of your life experiences, your skill set, your inherent gifts, and your intelligence, of which there are many types of intelligence out there. There's, you know, academic intelligence, there's emotional intelligence, there's financial intelligence, intuitive, there's all kinds of intelligence, not just the book stuff. And it could also be known as your inner genius, as well as your inherent shadow side or sabotaging self and victimhood stuff. This is what your inner game is made up of, all that you are. You're a mixed bag of all of it. And it's also known as your consciousness. So in consciousness research, all of these energies that are going on within you, these are vibrational stuff going on within you, is known as your consciousness. It's the substrate of all that you are. You are what's known as an attractor field of consciousness of all that you are, and you have a predominant and measurable level of consciousness. Now, if you're a fan of the, you know, a follower of the law of attraction, or if you heard about it, this is kind of speaking to that in a more kind of scientifically researched way. But you are an attractor field for all that you are. You're not a victim. You are an attractor field for it. And this is your chance to understand that and let go of victimhood stuff that you may have running that you're not aware of. So, what does mastering your inner game mean? And to me, it means learning how to let go of the blocks keeping you from meeting the goals and intentions you have for your life, your business, your career, your relationships, financial health, whatever it may be. And I assure you, when you understand the letting go process, this is part of how you're going to master your inner game. I'm going to teach you about how to let go. There's actually a mechanism for letting go that's a friggin' superpower and highly effective. We're not going to get into that today. This is just an overview of what to expect in this part of the podcast. So, every topic you can think of, and let's stick to the ones that interest you most right now, has a measurable level of consciousness, how you perceive it. And there's an energy you are emitting on the topic of money as an example. Like, how do you feel about money? What are the thoughts and perceptions and feelings you have about money? This can be measurable as it relates to you. And you can tell without a consciousness calibration where you are on any subject by looking honestly at your situation as it relates to your topic of interest. Okay, so you don't have to be an expert calibrator of consciousness whatsoever. You'll learn more about this as we go along. You can just observe what's going on in your life and guess, right? Is it of higher consciousness, meaning it's constructive, it's thriving, it's positively oriented, or is it of lower consciousness, meaning it's destructive, downward pulling, and negatively oriented? So how is something manifesting in your life? Is it what you want or is it not? To master your inner game means to bring these things into your awareness and be willing to look at them, accept them, forgive yourself for not knowing any better, because you are likely going to learn something pioneering and new during our time together, I promise. And then it requires taking action to remove the blocks from all that you intend for your life. And during the evolution of this podcast, you will come to understand where true power exists in consciousness and how to, what I call, finesse the fields, so to speak, to come into being whom you aspire to be in this world. There are workarounds. These are powerful workarounds that you can use without having to do too much, you know? You don't have to do too much. So the next question I want to ask you is, what does your inner game try to tell you? And your inner game is telling you what's going on within you when you start to observe what comes into your experience. Like, what's coming at you? Is it positively oriented? Is it negatively oriented? Is it confrontational and destructive? And I have an example. This is a great example. I know a few people who are very bright and gifted, but their home and their cars are a mess. Like, just like stuff everywhere, hoarding of things, dishes in the sink, just filthy, everything's filthy, and piles of clothes all over the room, this type of thing. You don't even want to be in either of them, the car or the house, because it's so uncomfortable and uninviting. And it can be really surprising that these people who you admire could be living this way. And it's not to judge them. It's to recognize that something's going on within them, and this is the outer expression of it. Now, these are examples of situation of the inner game expressing itself out in the world in a negative way. So let me tell you, it takes courage, willingness, and acceptance to even look at this and accept that it is a reflection and not just a manifestation of one who is too busy or too tired. I mean, you could totally rationalize it in this way, and you're welcome to. But in reality, in my experience and understanding, it's a reflection of something else. Though overly tired is an indication of some lower level of consciousness keeping you from energy you intend to thrive. Okay, so this is how you can, you know, you can ask, what is your inner game showing you? This is a way to look at it. Start to observe things that come into your experience without wanting to blame or shame others, right? We always want to project something out there because the energy within us is within us to do it. But yeah, I got to tell you, when you let go of these lower levels of energy, this all shifts in a big way. And the narcissistic core of the ego within all of us doesn't want to accept any of this. In reality, we'd rather just push it out on somebody else, blame somebody else, when in fact that is not necessarily the truth or the way to go about it. So how do you not only win the inner game, but master it? Well, this is what this segment of the Athena Arena podcast is intended to do. And it is intended to do it within the context of building a business and marketing your business as well. But it's all related. They're all connected. But it's not going to happen overnight because there's some integration and realignment that will occur while you listen. It's like the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race. And I got to tell you, I was not slow and steady. It was a quantum leap, and I don't recommend it. And I suspect that's why I'm here to teach and share an easier way. One thing I do understand about all of this, whenever you overcome significant obstacles, you hold the vibration of transcendence for all of us. Your transcendence of any hardship gets added to the field of consciousness and lifts the ocean for everyone. I know I went through something of spiritual significance in this world, and it's not because I think I'm special at all. I think it's because I am, in this lifetime, equipped with significant power and courage to face and overcome what I have, which again is not of this world. This is how I know I'm qualified to assist you on whatever level you are ready to tackle and let go of. So what can you expect when you start to master your inner game? I promise you there are significant results and things you can look forward to. First of all, and I'm going to share lots of stories. I'm not going to share them all today. I have some that are fairly recent, so I do want to share that. But as we go along, stories are just going to pop up. I'm going to be like, whoa, let me tell you what happened here. Let me share the shift I felt here. So I'm kind of energetically sensitive. You may not be the same way, but I can assure you, whether you're aware of it or not, things are going to shift for you. So first of all, you're going to step into freedom. And this is energetic freedom. This is and you're just going to feel it. You're like, oh my God, this is hugely freeing. And it's where you don't have to be right or prove others wrong. Right? This is the freedom of not letting go of the need to be right and prove others wrong is huge. And it's an energy field that you'll come to know as neutral on the map of consciousness that calibrates at 250 on the map. And it's a space where you can lovingly accept others' opinions without resisting them. You effortlessly allow them. And this is not a mentalization of this process at all. It just happens. The shift just happens. And you're like, whoa. I feel free. And when I share this story about coming into neutral with my mother, I had no idea about the map of consciousness when I was 16 years old. I just knew I was constantly battling out with my mother. And one day I finally decided to let go of the ego battle between us. And when I did, I totally stepped into enormous freedom. It was like, oh my God, wow. Look at that. And I tried to share it with my mother, but she was not interested in letting go of the battle between us. So I didn't need to go there. I just took it for my own sake. And I'm like, oh, this feels good. I'm going with it. Another thing another result of learning, you know, aligning with mastering your inner game is that resistance to anything will be greatly diminished. And resistance is the biggest problem in this world, is resisting others' ideas and all of that, as opposed to just allowing them to be and letting it go. Because in reality, you have no clue as to the vast background of anyone's consciousness, including other lives, right? It's huge. You have no clue why they are here, what their experience has been in this lifetime. So it takes a level of humility to accept you have no clue. And God, really, divine consciousness, is well aware of all of it. And who are we to judge the process going on in each of our sacred lives? So another thing is you're going to find, you're going to be coming to this place where you're fine with whatever is. It's kind of like the dance of the Shiva, you know. If what you intend comes to be, that's great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. As you understand, you are coming into better alignment with what you want as you just continually master your inner game. You're just like, you know what? It's going to take however long it takes, and accept that and don't berate yourself if it's taken too long, because that's just resistance interfering with what you really want. So you got to learn to let go of the resistance and allow what is to be. You're also going to find that people will be drawn to you and you'll start to feel the difference. Like you're like, oh, okay. You know, I've had these interactions with people, and I'm going to describe one that happened like a month ago. I was walking the dogs in this little village. I live in Redstone, Colorado, which is not far outside of Aspen. I'm walking the pups to the general store, which is a really charming little place that it's everything you could hope for in a country general store, all kinds of fun stuff for kids, and you know, it's a community place. And I know the people that work there. And one of the women is prone to overwhelm, it seems. And my presence, me walking the dogs, coming to her and saying hello, she's like, oh my God, I just felt a wave of inner peace seeing you. I'm like, whoa, awesome. You know, I'm thinking to myself, whoa. You know, mastering the inner game has a payoff for others, which is not an ego thing. It's like, oh, I'm grateful that the presence of higher consciousness is coming forth from within me to help others. It feels great. And I don't have to, I'm just acknowledging, like, you do it with a neutral attitude and a humble attitude. It's like, whoa, what a gift to be able to let go of crap so that others can feel inner peace coming from me. Well, not really, it's coming from them, and it's a match within them. Like, oh, they're feeling their own inner peace, that it exists. You don't want to give credit to me as an example, though. You know, there's some truth to it, that you want to align with others that have made the leap so that you can start to bubble up your own consciousness of inner peace to start to feel it. Like, okay, let it in. Like, oh, wow, this feels good. And sometimes you do need others to help kind of shore up that energy field for you. And I just noticed a week ago, there was an HOA event. All of the neighborhood got together for a great little community gathering. And there's a few members, you know, people in our neighborhood that kind of have irritated me in the past. Let's just put it that way. I am imperfect, let me tell you. But something has been going on in my intentions. Like I set some loving intents to be of service and lovingness to others, where the energy has shifted. And the people that have irritated me in the past didn't bother me at all. And in fact, the complete opposite was happening. And I've just felt loving appreciation and acceptance of them. That was like, holy crow, I have shifted. This is an observation of how I have shifted. And if you can start to experience this deeper acceptance and lovingness of others, you're really making headway. And the level of consciousness of this is super powerful and has a rippling effect on the world and your own life, for sure. It can change a trajectory of a life when you start, these things start popping up. You're like, whoa, that's a big shift. It's like, you know, yay me, but it's not to toot my own horn. It's just an observation, like, whoa, I'm stepping into something new here when you witness this. And I have plenty of examples of people I don't even know coming up to me to thank me and tell me that they love me. I'm like, okay, it's kind of weird, but it's pretty awesome to have these experiences. This is just what you can expect. Maybe don't expect it, just allow it to be and see what happens. But this is what my observation of mastering the inner game has been. I have to say, I have little to no fear about many things. And I've experienced horrific stuff. And it's as if that stuff I experienced in the past is like light years in my past. That's how far away from who I am today I have come. I rarely stress about anything, literally. And that, you know, this type of energy field brings inner peace for others, like I just told you. Like I don't have fear running, I don't have stress running, I don't have the monkey mind running and the squirrel and the hamster wheel. None of that's running anymore. And this is what can, and don't tell yourself you can't do it. If I'm telling you that if I can do it, you can do it. And I've encountered some horrific stuff, I'm telling you. I'm not afraid to die. And I'm overcoming concerns about the death of my lovely pets because I only have dogs. I don't have kids, but I do have concerns about, I would hate to lose any of my family, especially nieces and nephews at a young age as an example. But I'm coming into acceptance of the life and death. It's transition. Death is really just a transition into another life that I'm willing to accept. It's like, it's all good. We're eternal, all of us, whether you like to believe that or not. I've had profound moments of revelations of the eternity of life on at least two occasions, if not three. That's a whole other story. We're not going to talk about that right now. So, this type of stuff that you will come to experience and step into and transition into are ripples out into all areas of life. This type of higher consciousness is a huge rippling effect when you understand the power in the energy fields of lovingness, acceptance, forgiveness of self. These are superpowers. These are what I call power plays in consciousness. And I do, I have episodes on each type of level that you could step into. So let me just qualify all of this by saying I am likely somewhat unusual in my experiencing and witnessing of these significant shifts. And one reason for this is that I've been a lone ranger for a long time. I'm talking ever since this quantum spiritual awakening 20 years ago now, I've been a bit of a lone ranger. And I don't interact with many people on a daily basis, which is a very high contrast from my earlier life as a restaurant owner, a retail shop owner in Boston, where I would encounter hundreds of people a day, if not thousands, right? I went from that to nothing. So I really notice shifts. I can really see progress because I go from being alone for, you know, weeks and months on end. And if I get into a group of people, that's when I notice the significance of the shift I've made. I'm like, whoa, look at that. It's interesting to see. This is not a recommendation to become a lone ranger. Not at all. So your shifts may not be as noticeable as mine, but they certainly can be. That's the whole point. And you know, the lower mind likes to see significant progress. And I'm telling you, you're going to make significant progress. You're just going to have to allow the process and let go of any lower mind expectations. Really, you don't want to. Don't resist what is. Allow what is, and just go with it. Intend for higher consciousness on whatever topic you want. That's all I do. I intend for higher consciousness, period. Right? You can do however that looks for you, however that sounds to you or feels to you. That's all I do, period, and it works. So, and you're going to learn more about this as we go along. So that's it for today's episode numbers 2, which is really much longer than I intended. Most of my episodes are not going to be this long, but I really want to juice you up into what to expect as you subscribe or want to continue to listen to the Athena Arena podcast. that you can find on AthenaArenaRadio.com or wherever you download your podcasts. So this one is intended to help you understand what to expect as I share how to master your inner game in business, in marketing, in branding, in life. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to answer or address in this podcast, please go to theathenaarena.com/questions, where you can leave me a comment, which I will address one way or another. And if it's a really interesting topic I think will benefit all of the listeners, I'll turn it into a podcast topic as well. Thank you for joining me on your journey for building the business and life you wholeheartedly intend for yourself. I'll see you next week. We're going to discuss why the Athena Arena and what's up with Wonder Woman brands. It's a little case study into archetypes in branding, which may be a new concept for many of you. I'll see you then.